Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening, October 6th. I'm Hank Weisbecker. This time, could your personality prevent you from getting a job even before you have an interview, and what banks are doing amid reports of data breaches? The use of online personality tests by employers is surging as they try to streamline the hiring process. WSJ reporter Lauren Weber says these tests are being introduced very early in the hiring process.
As job applications have migrated online, it's easier to administer these. So more and more companies are using them to filter applicants before a manager takes a look at a resume.
Weber says some way the tests may discriminate against people with mental illnesses.
Some of them ask about mood and temperament in ways that you sort of wonder, well, what does this have to do with my performance at work? Questions like, when something bad happens, it takes me a long time till I feel better.
Weber says it's not always easy to know what a particular company is looking for.
Somebody who is likely to be a worrier, in some positions that's a bad thing, in some positions that's a great thing. You know, so it's hard to know what the right answers are.
Some companies have scaled back, changed, or eliminated their use of such tests over questions about their fairness and effectiveness. As we continue, what you're entitled to if you're the victim of a bank data breach.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Data breaches are in the news again, with JP Morgan Chase saying millions of households were affected by a cybersecurity attack on the bank this summer. Doug Johnson, senior vice president of the American Bankers Association, says banks are responsible for making customers whole after a data breach.
The bank will reimburse the customer for any unauthorized transaction that occurs against their account and then go look for recourse at the retail concern or otherwise afterwards.
Johnson says banks tout excellent security, partly because they have to as per regulatory guidelines, but also because it's important to their business model.
We are entrusted with that information, and to the extent we violate that trust, it does serious harm to our ability to maintain our customer relationship.
The American Bankers Association says customers should monitor their accounts regularly and alert the bank right away if they suspect they are a victim of fraud. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.